Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in.
Do you find your daughter's friends attractive, but know they look at you as just a dad? Does the typing pool at work think of you more as a teddy bear than a tiger? Do you whack off in your minivan while listening to teen pop? You know, you'll be dead soon. You've missed out on so much. It's not too late to make a change. At the Midlife Crisis Center, we know you've made a success of yourself. Why are you sharing it with others? Why not enjoy it while you have a chance? What's holding you back? Cowardice. We'll get you to the other side of your despair. We specialize in real estate, divorce attorneys, mistress placement, plastic surgery, hair coloring and replacement, male fur coats, and much more. With a designer clothing store and sports car dealership on site, the Midlife Crisis Center will help you discover life while you still can. Come with your wife, leave with a sports car. While you've made a success of yourself, her chest has gone south. How can you have that trollop on your arm for a second longer? The answer is you can't. Ignore your children. Take yourself seriously. Visit the Midlife Crisis Center today.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford.
IQs just drop sharply while I was away.
Brothers and sisters, I don't know what this world is coming to.
Yes, the rhythm, the rebel.
Time Travel with Chris Earl here with you till 7 p.m.
Hi, everybody. This weekend, as you gather with family and friends, Michelle and I wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holidays.
Did IQs just drop sharply while I was away?
My mommy always said there were no monsters, but there are. We Americans are always at our best when we hear and heed the cries of others.
When confronted with massive human suffering, Americans have always stepped up and answered the call to help.
Did IQs just drop sharply while I was away?
855-915-WMFO if you want to make a request.
I love you back. I'm living in that 21st century, doing something mean to it. Do it better than anybody you've ever seen. Do it, scream from the haters. Body like scream to it. I guess every superhero needs the music. No one man should have all that power. The clock ticking, I charge happy hours. Stop tripping, I'm ripping off the power.
Time Travel with Chris Earl here with you till 7 p.m.
Get away from her, you bitch!
It's WMFO Medford. I'm gonna throw the Who on in the background. Terrence Joyce is here. We're in 1971. How you doing, Terrence?
I'm really good, thank you, Chris, and thank you for having me. And it's nice to hear some nice, real music from the Who. This is fantastic. It really
some
is.
Real
not
rock
this
and roll.
New crap that
there you
gets
go.
Sold to us today.
And some Pete on the vocals too. I always like this one, Going Mobile. This is a great album to Who's Next. And they're all peeing on the 2001 A Space Odyssey monument.
The Who, they're awesome, man. Pete Townshend, just got to see him on Quadrophenia a few years ago, just up front, and just watching him play guitar was just just awesome. It was fantastic.
One of the best.
His passion and just energy, just you just sit there and just like, wow.
You know, those guys got to be in their 70s now, right? Pete and Raj, they got to be in their 70s. And it's like... if you do something for so long, I've said this plenty of times, if you do something for so long, you're going to be an expert at it. It's like you're going to want to see
this guy. That's why Tom Brady still plays football at 40.
Course. Yeah, of
because
course.
He said, why should I retire when I've just figured it out?
Right.
You know? Yeah. And it's the same thing with these guys. Why these bands keep on touring? They're better, and then they realize that there's a demand for that music because the music of today,
yeah,
stinks.
The guy's 72, you know, Pete Townsend's 72, and he's playing. He's gonna play up until the day he dies. I bet.
I hope so. Hopefully, fortunately, that will be a while.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully, Roger will keep on swinging that mic.
Yes. And as I always say, the next tour for The Who is going to be called Who's Left, since they've lost two members of the band already.
Yes.
Rod's Adultery, 73. Yeah, those guys, they're still looking pretty good. I mean, Roger's sitting there in a muscle shirt, you know, a muscle t-shirt at 73. He's doing all right.
All I know, he looks better in a muscle t-shirt than I do.
Yeah, me too, man. Me too.
So I got to tip my cap to him.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I'm going to reinvent myself. I'm going to do the spinning class like you were doing, maybe.
No, it's great.
You still do it?
I haven't done it in a while now. But we get a lot of things going on for next year, so.
I think at the end of my first one, the only thing that's going to be spinning around the room will be me.
Maybe that's what we can do. We can get in shape like Pete Townsend and Roger Daltrey.
I'm ready to form a band.
I want to form a band.
Yeah. It's like, we got to do it. Why not?
I want to sing, man. I got a lot of anger. I got some issues.
Me too. I got some rage. What should we call it? We'll call it Keep It Real. I think that's a great name for a band. Keeping It Real. Just going against all the BS of everything that's happening in 2017.
Yeah, absolutely.
For me, the worst year ever. How about yourself? Was it a good year or a bad year?
I have to say it was a great year.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was a good year for you. Yeah, oh, good. I mean, good.
I yeah. have to.
A few people have had good years. Not me. I haven't had a good year, but, you know, hopeful. And when you lose hope, there's nothing left, right? So it's like you got to keep moving.
No, you have to somehow find that that light, that peace, that thing that can keeps you moving and keeps you motivated to something and someone or whatever it is.
Well, the other thing is you have to ignore people. You basically have to ignore them altogether because you can't go out and just kill them. You have to ignore them.
No, because people do suck.
Yeah, they do. They sure do. Yeah.
They're selfish. They're needy. They're greedy. It's awful.
Mm-hmm.
They're self-centered. Yeah.
It's awful.
It is. Even when they do something good, they want a reward for it. Like, we should play the national anthem and give them a gold medal every time they do something. They hold a door. Just hold the door.
If you
can hold the door, hold the door.
Yeah, hold the damn
hold
door.
Hold the door.
Especially like Christmas
and
time,
do it,
too.
Do it to hold the door. Don't do it to go... Man, I'm awesome.
Yeah, I held the door.
Yeah, I held the door.
I held the door today. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that when people do that. They brag about something that they're physically and mentally capable of doing.
Yeah.
Just do it. Hold the door. How about another thing?
It's a nation of asses.
Oh, yeah. Put the carriage back in the carriage stall.
Oh, of course. I got a nice...
Seriously.
I got that car last year. It's a year old. As a matter of fact, I think it's tomorrow it's a year old. But got a carriage mark on it. Walmart.
Yeah.
I'm like, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just put the carriage
back. I saw the
back.
Guy that did it, too. I'm like, I saw him coming. Like, I was going in the store, and he had the carriage, and he's coming. I'm like, he's got to go near my car, you know? But I wasn't that anal to look back and hang out, you know? I'm not going to cause a fight over something like
my
that.
My favorite, everybody's favorite, has to be the person who parks far away, right? Because obviously they don't want to be carriage marked with their car, vehicle, which is great. I get it. No one does. However, then they wheel the carriage back to that car and then leave it there in the middle of the parking lot.
And then it's out there like for the next 3 months.
Yeah, jackass.
Because some poor Walmart worker who has to get the vest on and go out looking for carts, you know?
Doesn't see it because it's way in the end of the lot.
Yeah.
And then it snows and a plow guy takes it and flushes it aside.
It's like you got that giant mound of snow, you know, in the Walmart parking lot. And then when it all melts, they find the carriages in the spring. It's like, you know, it's like a treasure hunt.
Yep.
It's like one of those rocks that you can whittle down and find treasures inside. It's a giant mountain of snow with carriages in it.
Sometimes you see when it starts to melt, one carriage at the top of the pile. That's cool.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Snow fan, yes or no? I know you used to do some winter sports stuff, didn't you?
Ski, snowmobile, and doing all that stuff. If you can't beat it, join it.
Oh, yeah. I remember you told me about the snowmobile, and you loved it. You used to go with a brother. It was fun.
Yeah, we had a great time. It was just... Again, if you can't beat it, join it. And I don't love the winter now. I just kind of get by. I can't ski like I'd like to, so I don't bother.
Yeah.
What's the point if I want to go down like Rocket Man like I used to do before and I could?
Yeah.
Now I would end up in the hospital, so that wouldn't be fun.
You know what I miss? Ice skating. I used to love ice skating. I used to love like playing hockey when I was a kid. It was fun.
I never got into it.
No?
No, I didn't.
I just used to get this. Did you like hockey? No?
Yeah, I like it. I just never got into it.
Well, I like to just strap on a pair of skates and go around the pond.
It
was fun.
I couldn't do a crossover.
It's like I'd see like frozen fish the thing would be settling and you'd hear it crack and I'm like, this could be it. This could be death. You know, but, as a young kid, you know, you weigh like 80, 100 pounds. It's like, you're not going through that ice. Just go flat and you're safe.
Just glide.
Me, I'm like a bag of rocks now. I just go right down.
Like an anchor.
You know, like I'm going out there with a sub with my skates on. You know, I got a big roast beef sub flying around the pond.
Yeah, that's the thing back then. You could eat like a big sub as a kid and you don't feel it like in your gut.
No.
And then
not
you have a sandwich now.
You were ready for another one.
Yeah.
I was telling a story at work last week, or a week before, anyway. And I used to run. I used to do cross-country in high school. And I wasn't that great, but I was never last. I was always on the bottom third. And one of the things that the coach, I ended up having the coach the next year for history, and he didn't like me very much because on the practices, I didn't take him too seriously, and I used to run to the sub shop. So we'd run like 8 to 12 miles. I'm like, I want a sandwich. So I'd come back with a big sub, and he was always pissed at me. And when I told the story at work, one of the millennials there was like, that's gross. I'm like, what's gross about it?
Yeah, what's gross?
I said, it's a sandwich. I'm like, you've never had a sub before? And I'm like, what do you eat? You know, bird seed? Yeah,
well,
that's gross.
What was the sandwich?
It was a roast beef sub.
Oh,
yeah, usually roast beef.
Yeah, that's nice.
Sometimes to get honey drinks.
No.
It's like bring them back to the track meet. Everybody loved me.
Bummed. Yeah, nice.
The coach hated me.
Who doesn't like a roast beef sub?
Yeah. And that was like the only moment where I think I was around 165, 170. Up until college, and then that was it. As soon as I bested my knee, man, 40 pounds, drinking, and no more sports, basically. Okay, I'll drink and smoke my way through school.
Oh, once that metabolism slows down.
And it was fun, but,
a dog.
No more basketballs and running for Chris Earl. That was it. You know what, though? If I could do it all again, I wouldn't.
Oh, I would do it completely
different.
Would
you do it all again?
I would do it completely different.
I don't think I'd want to do this again. I think I'm an old soul, and I think I've been trying to get it right so many times, and I keep getting it wrong. And I keep coming back to get it right, but I'm pretty sure I didn't get this one right this time around. I'm pretty sure I've messed my life up pretty good this time.
No, what is it? I'm so far behind that I'll never care, whatever.
Never get ahead. Yeah.
I feel like I've gotten it, but I'm so far behind I'll never be able to make up for that lost time.
I feel like, you know, that 70s frog poster that they had, and he's at a desk, and there's just like a ton of paper around, and he's just like, oh, damn it, you know? Like, they used the S word, you know, which was like a jokey word in the 70s. Everybody says it all the time now, but, yeah. It basically said, excrement on the wall, and there was a frog, like, with a bunch of paperwork that's never going to get done. I'm the frog.
Oh, I completely understand. Like, years ago, you see, like, you know, those miserable people at work. Like, how can you be like that?
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Led Zeppelin in the background with When the Levee Breaks from 71 here. I'm talking to Terrence Joyce.
You feel like the levee's broken this year.
Oh, the levee has broken, man. The levee has broken. As we all know, Chris Earl always has double meanings when it comes to a number of his songs that he picks out. And When the Levee Breaks is one of them. I'm like, hey, it's 8 minutes long, but it's awesome. It's something we can talk over, and it's something that happened, of course.
Yes, correct.
It happens. It's happening. The levee is broken.
The levee has broken.
Yeah. The levee's broken. We're living it. After this, I got some more stuff from 71. I got some Stones coming up and some Rod Stewart and a little Three Dog Night.
We're celebrating Festivus.
When is the Festivus, actually?
I don't know.
That is something I never saw. I never saw the Seinfeld Festivus episode.
I forget, but it was pretty much...
It's around now,
basically,
right?
Basically, it was like the bitch tree or something.
Yeah, yeah. Let me see what it says here. I'll look up Festivus for you.
It's Festivus!
December 23rd, so it is... So it is Saturday?
Oh, the day you're doing the long show? Nice.
Oh, no, that's Christmas Eve. So, there's the Festivus pole. It's just like a stick.
Yes.
And you have the grievances or something like that.
Yes.
You have the airing of grievances, which pretty much everybody does every single day now.
Oh, especially with social media. Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Every day is Yankee drama.
It sure is, man. I'll tell you. Life has not turned out the way that I hoped. Has it turned out well? Has it turned out the way that you had hoped?
It's been awesome, fantastic.
Mm-hmm. That's true. There's been those moments. Yeah.
Pretty, in other ways, not. So mm-hmm. it's a mixed bag on that.
Yeah. I hate to piss on the cornflakes every time I talk, but yeah, I'm a negative guy. And it's like, I just see a lot of darkness in the world now. I really
well, there's
do.
A lot of dark people.
There is a lot of dark people. There's a lot of dark people. There's going to be more dark people as we go.
Oh, without doubt.
Go down to New York City, you know, go into the middle of Times Square.
Miserable you know? People.
Yeah, I'm like, geez, I shine like a light bulb there. I'm the only white guy.
in Times Square?
Yeah, if we're going down, well, we're going into darkness of skin now. If you go into Times Square, it's like I'm the only white guy wandering around Times Square. You know, and they're like, what is he doing here? Well, the other thing is you're just ignored now. Like, being middle-aged is one of the things. And being a white male is another thing. You're just completely ignored.
Oh, you don't you know? Count.
No, I don't count. No,
you don't count.
Do you count?
No.
I certainly don't.
No, I don't count. No, I get it made. We get it made.
Oh, right. Well, that's
we
the thing, too.
Yeah,
is we don't count at all. But we also we have it made.
Yeah, we have it made.
We have everything
we
right.
We have it made, yeah.
And we are making up for all the great things that we've had and our generations and generations have had. It's like, you know what? I'm 15th generation here. I should be owning a plantation down in the South and be drinking mint juleps and having tons of people working for me. It's like, at that point, I should be old money. I got nothing.
See, I'm new.
I got nothing.
See, I'm new.
Oh, you're new money. That's right.
No, I'm not new money. I'm new. As I don't have a length of generation.
You're like new potato man. You're the potato guy. So right?
I'm just like potato. First time.
Well, what did they call the boat?
I don't have a lot.
The Italians and the Irish.
I don't have a lot of heritage.
Yeah. Yeah. The Italians and the Irish, they said, fell off the potato cart, right? Yeah. And what was the thing, or the whatever they said for the Italians, but they also said something with the boat. I forget what it was, but yeah, pretty much got nothing. You know, it's a great movie. You ever see Far and Away?
Oh, Tom Cruise and
Nicole Kidman when she was hot, yeah. Not crazy.
Kidman, yeah.
Yeah. Back when Harvey Weinstein was probably touching her.
Yeah, I'm sure. He was, yes.
Yeah,
I'm sure I have to admit, if I could get a starring role.
Oh, me too.
Touch me.
You
touch me, Harvey. Touch
Harvey,
me, touch
Harvey,
me, touch
call
me.
Call us, 855-915-WMFO.
You can do what you want with me. Show up in your robe. I don't really care. I'll take the cash.
Throw me around like a bag of potatoes.
I'll take the cash.
I don't give a damn. Smack me in the mouth for a grand. I don't give a damn.
I feel used already, so yeah. I'll take that, please.
I'll give him a massage. I'll give him a little massage. I'll check them for cancer.
Hey, sacrifices must be made for the ultimate.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, man, I'd do it. You know? And I got no shame anymore. That's the thing, too, as you get older. There's no shame.
No.
Like, this morning, I walked out in my bathrobe, smoked a cigarette completely naked. The wind came and blew it up. I'm like, I don't care. Who cares?
The cigarette up or something else?
No, the robe.
Oh, the robe.
So I'm sitting there. Yeah, and luckily it was an off day for school because it was right around the times the kids were like hanging out in the corner, you know, going to school. But it was fine. It's a great tune. You got the Stones in the background.
Mick, another old man. Another guy. Yeah, is he a new dad again?
Is he really?
I don't know. Somebody
oh,
was.
Oh, my God. He must have 20. How many kids do you think he has?
Was it Bill Wyatt? He's
Bill Wyatt.
Yeah, was he married someone like that was like 20 something?
Right. Oh, Wyman.
Yeah. If you can do it, what the heck? Why not?
Might as well. You got
I love.
To,
no,
he's
I,
81 years old. Let's see how. We'll just see what his
I
wife
love when
is.
People say, "Oh, he's young enough to be his daughter." What's the difference if you date someone his age? It's
well, you know
someone old enough to be his sister. What's the difference?
Yeah. Oh, this is great with Bill Wyman too. I'm reading this in 2009. He quit smoking after 55 years. It's like at that point, who cares? It's like, believe me, your lungs are black at that point. He married 18-year-old Mandy Smith, and he was 52.
All right.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, he could be his daughter. I'm like, that could be your granddaughter. 52 yeah. and 18? Oh, my God. But
yeah, but if he dated...
What does she care?
Yeah, but if he
He's
dated...
Got money.
Yeah, but if he dated someone his own age, that could be his sister.
Yeah.
Can use the same lot, you know, so it's... Hey, you know what? Bill Wyman, you want to marry me? Let's get married, babe, pal.
Yeah, he's got money. Hell with it. That's what you know.
Does he own a white
do.
Robe? Does he own a white robe?
He's got plenty of money. He can have more. He could have a couple of guys on the side, a few wives.
Yeah, he
can do whatever he wants.
Yeah,
That's the thing about money. You can pretty much do whatever the hell you want. Oh, it does, until you get caught.
It does buy happiness.
Yeah, it does. There's no question. It absolutely certainly buys you happiness.
When someone tells me money doesn't buy it,
nonsense.
Bull.
Absolute nonsense.
You think
he met her, though, when she was 13. And then he married her when she was 18.
Oh,
he supposedly had a relationship with her at 14.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That's nuts, man.
Oh, and then they divorced.
All right, so, yeah.
And then he married another one. I don't know.
So she's all set.
He could do whatever he wants, pretty much. He's untouchable. That's what it comes down to.
When you have that kind of money.
Yeah.
You pretty much can do almost anything. It's ridiculous. It is ridiculous.
And anybody would marry a stone, you know?
Yeah. I'd marry
Who's
a stone.
Who's not going to marry a stone?
Would you marry a stone?
I'd marry a stone. I'd marry Charlie Watts, for God's sake. He's crazy.
Hey, he's a handsome man.
Yeah. One of the best drummers ever, actually, is Charlie Watts. But what a freak. What a weird guy.
I don't know any of his weird stuff.
Who do you think you'd want to hang out with the most? Charlie Watts or Mick or Keith or Bill Wyman? Well, Bill Wyman would get you a nice girl, you know? I think I'd want to hang out with Keith.
Well, if Bill Wyman said, hey, I got somebody that you'd really like, I'd be like, okay, is she 18? Yeah, you have to get an ID.
Is she 12?
Yeah.
Is she 12 years old? No, I'm good.
Thanks, Bill. I'm good. Yeah. Who would you want to hang around?
Keith Richards.
Yeah.
We'd drink and we'd smoke and then he'd like throw up blood and fly away, turn into a bat and fly away.
But sometimes that persona... It's not the reality.
Yeah.
There's an image I think could be there.
Hmm.
That Charlie Watts might be pretty cool guy to hang around. Yeah.
That's true.
You know? It's hard.
Well, the drummers are usually always cool, too.
How about the Beatles? Who'd you hang around with?
John Lennon. Maybe George. No, I'd hang out with Ringo, actually. I like Ringo the best. I like all four, but I think the least fun would be Paul.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think George would be kind of fun, but kind of like, all right, let's listen to some Indian music.
Lennon before Yoko.
Smoke.
Right? Lennon before Yoko or during Yoko?
I like when Lennon had his lost weekend and he was just like fooling around with all kinds of people and got kicked out of the house.
Ringo's the guy I'd hang around with.
Yeah, see, Ringo I think is the coolest.
And then George.
Yeah.
I think John and Paul are just a little bit
You know what?
Too
after,
off of me.
After we go, we're going to get to, I think. We're going to get a chance.
Get a chance?
That might be it. When we go into the great beyond.
Nice.
Why is Rod Stewart still alive?
Because he makes great music.
You think so? I
had no idea.
No, I bet you you're onto something there.
I'm not a Rod guy.
You know,
so.
if I made great music, I think I would want to live longer. I think you're onto something there.
Because he makes
great music and he's got the will to live a little longer.
Yeah.
You know,
when next week's check isn't there yet, it's kind of deflating.
Unlike Padme, who gave birth to the twins in Star Wars, and she lost the will to live and died in Episode 3. Have you seen Episode 8? Are you going to see Star Wars?
I have not seen it. Yeah, I will see it.
You've seen all the others,
it.
Though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw 8.
All right.
I don't know anything about it. Let me put it to you this way. Star Wars Episode 8 to me was what the U2 album was to you.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
So I have not given a review. I've not said much of anything about it.
That tells me everything I want to know.
But I saw it.
Yeah, that tells me everything I want to know.
But I saw it. So so here's young Chris and going into his mid-40s with Star Wars in his life as a moment of joy. And that's the thing that, you know, people be like dismissive and say, oh, you're so geeky and blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, Star Wars used to actually be cool. And then it started to transcend generations. And now it was basically something that brought back a pleasant moment as a kid of playing with your toys, hanging out with your friends. And it was something in life that you could revisit every few years before girls came along, before jobs came along. Yeah. It was one of those things that was pure.
It was cool. I remember going to see Star Wars.
Yeah.
Walking down, a friend of mine at the time, him and his sister, and we were going to the Salem Theater, which is no longer there. It's a condo complex now.
Yeah.
And watching it. Was it 1977?
Yeah.
Yeah. I loved it, man. It was great. And Empire Strikes Back. I loved that.
Oh, yeah. I was 10 when that came out, so I saw that tons of times. Yeah. But the newest movie, I'm going to see it again, you know, but eh.
Now, I will say, because they have been playing a lot of Star Wars movies on the, which is it the Jar Jar Binks was in?
Oh, number one.
Which was, what was that one called?
Phantom Menace. Oh, that's, yeah. But that's the one with Darth Maul. Everybody says lousy things about it, but you got Darth Maul, one of the best lightsaber fights.
Yeah, but see, I've always wanted to go into that movie as a character and assassinate Jar Jar Binks.
See, I...
that's just been a dream of mine.
All the Gungans were pretty annoying. Jar Jar Binks... I didn't mind Jar Jar Binks.
No, it was just annoying. Yeah. And then there was a lot of that CGI effect in that movie.
I like the guy that walked on his hands.
But Darth Maul and that... Oh, but that was
fantastic.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah. Darth Maul coming in and like kicking him in the face and jumping over walls and stuff.
I mean, you got a
stunt man dressed up as like this demon. Of course, it's gonna be awesome.
Yeah,
you know. And now it's just like the latest one is like, yeah, whatever.
Well,
you know.
See, what I didn't like what they did on the last one was they took the the bad guy in that one, Harrison Ford kid.
Yeah, and Kylo Ren.
Yeah, and he took off. You know, his mask and revealed. Yeah. I wish they didn't do that.
Yeah, in this movie, he wears the mask for about 4 seconds.
But in the last, I wish they didn't. Part of the cool thing with Star Wars, with Darth Vader, was who was that?
Of course.
Who was that? It's and like then, Kiss with the Makeup.
And
who
Kylo
was that?
Ren had this kind of weird, like,
yes. I liked the fact that you didn't know with Darth Vader. You didn't know. And then in this one here, the last movie, they showed it. And I'm like, what the heck did they do that for?
Yeah. Now, they do a few things in this. It's just like, WTF. But there are some cool moments.
Yeah.
There are some cool moments. But I won't give it away because you haven't seen it.
Yeah.
But my review is, eh.
I did see Daddy's Home too. That was hilarious.
Was that good?
Oh, my God, man. That was hilarious.
Was that the Will Ferrell and...
Wahlberg. And then John Lithgow and Mel Gibson. And Mel Gibson, movie was just fantastic.
You know what?
That movie was hilarious.
As much of a prick Mel Gibson can be, I think he's pretty awesome.
Oh, he is. One of my favorite actors, without doubt.
Yeah.
He's a little odd and a little strange, but if that makes him a great actor, then cool.
Did you see Hacksaw Ridge?
Yeah. That's just an amazing story.
Yeah.
I tip my cap to that gentleman.
Yeah.
I wish I could be half the man that guy was.
Oh, no kidding.
Just amazing.
It was amazing. And, of course, Braveheart was great, too.
Yeah.
Lethal Weapon. I like Mel, you know? Too bad he's so pissed off. I think you get to the point, though, where he's just afraid of everybody. He's afraid everybody's going to screw him because he's had so many horrible relationships.
But that anger, though, that angst, that's why he makes great movies.
Yeah.
So without that, if he's happy,
it's true.
There's no great movies. Can you imagine him on set? Oh, my God. Anger.
Get him and Christian Bale and a few other. Oh, my God, that would be fantastic to be a fly on the wall for that. It'd be so
just to
good.
Be on the set, listen to them scream. That'd be great.
Oh, it'd be so good. I'm going to jump us into 1990, take a little break here. We'll be back with Terrence Joyce. My name is Chris Earle. The show is Time Travel. We are here with you until 7 p.m. I'm going to give you a little bit of Black Crowes here from 1990.
WMFO Medford.
WMFO Medford, and we have some, I don't even want to say ghosts from Christmas past, because they are in the present. We got special guests that have called in. Are you there on the phone? Are you there?
Special guest.
Can you hear us? No, where the hell did they go?
Special guest, where are you?
Where are you? Nope. You there? No. I lost him. Well, anyway, it was my brother and my father.
Oh.
Yeah. No, you're off too. Hold on.
Come off. Oh, jeez. There it is. Wow.
There we go.
So who was on the phone you just dropped?
My brother. Yeah.
Nice.
My brother. Hold on. Let me see. Maybe he's calling back. Call back. We'll sit here and we'll patiently wait. I'll tell you what. We'll put on a little Christmas music while we wait. That'll be nice.
A little background.
Here we go.
With Perry Cuomo.
Yeah. There's some Christmas bells. You feeling Christmassy?
I never get into Christmas until the last moment.
No,
I don't have any kids. So how do you? Yeah.
Boy, you got your tree up.
Yeah, I got my tree. I got my tree and my cats.
You know, there's something very peaceful about sitting next to a tree that you've put together.
Well, it's plastic, so I didn't really have that much.
Oh, it's plastic?
Yeah, three sections.
Yeah. All right. WMFO, you are on the air with Chris and Terrence.
Yeah, we're back.
We're back.
We're back.
It's Dad.
His phone died.
Can we put it on speaker?
Who died?
Speaker on. Hold on.
Well, speaker is not best for radio, but try it.
Breaking news. Someone just died.
Yeah.
I don't know. Which one's speaker on?
Hold on, Chris.
All right. Remember, no swearing, of course.
All right, let's hear the Earl family.
It's an Earl family reunion.
Yeah, we're learning how to use a phone here. Let's see how it works out.
I should call up my brother Eric, and we can have a real family reunion. We can get the full boat, the brothers three.
Nice.
Hello, Russell. Hello, hello, Paul.
Hello, how are you? Yeah, we're here.
Good. What are you doing?
We are about to make a pizza in my Christmas card.
A Christmas pizza?
It's at the ocean, which is calm. No waves. No waves.
Oh, you're at the you're up at the beach.
Yeah,
the beach house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hi.
Hello.
Brother Chris.
How are you? Is Angela in the background?
And 91 and a yeah, we surprised him. We called.
It is a surprise.
Chris fell off the chair.
But a welcome one, yeah.
Are we drinking eggnog there with the pizza? I mean, eggnog and pizza do go well together. Actually, I was going to bring in eggnog.
Yeah. It's radio, guys. You got to talk. What's going on?
Oh.
They can't see you.
You might have to take me off the speakerphone. I'm only getting little clicks.
Can you hear now?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's much better. What are you doing? This is Russell. What are you doing?
We have a Charlie Brown Christmas tree from local Home Depot.
Nice.
Oh, nice. All right. So you have the two wooden the wooden cross and just like a branch.
Yeah, that was $9.98 special.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Any ornaments? You gonna put anything on there?
I think a bulb would make it fall over, but
Are you raising a glass of eggnog? That's what Terrence was asking.
We're going to be raising slices of pizza and making tea for Dada.
Oh, all right, that's good. So you're up at the beach.
Yes, we are at the beach.
What's the weather like up at the beach?
It's freezing, but the water's calm.
Freezing but calm. I would love to come up to the beach. I'll have to come up to the beach.
Why don't you call when you get out? Maybe Papa will be here.
Oh, will not be tonight, but I would love to come up to the beach. Just have I got it'll have to be. We would have to schedule it.
What beach at?
They're at Salisbury.
Oh, Salisbury
right?
Beach.
Up at Salisbury Beach. I have lots of friends up at Salisbury Beach. I just never go up there.
There's a place that's changed quite a bit, huh?
Yeah. Yep. What is that?
Still the same.
Yeah. What was I hearing? Was that like the tea boiling?
Sound like a straw trying to get the last.
No, the phone was too close. You have to hold it back.
Oh, all right. It's heavy breathing.
Little brother, Christmas to Medford and Tufts University from Chris's big brother and father. Mm-hmm. And my girlfriend, Angela.
And
Nice. So on Christmas Eve, I'd just like to make this announcement. Christmas Eve from 1 o'clock until 8 p.m., you can hear a very special Chris Earl Christmas this year on WMFO. I'll be here for 7 hours. I'm doing a marathon show. It's all Christmas songs as well as Christmas stories like Gift of the Magi. And I have Patrick Stewart doing a Christmas carol in full.
Whoa,
that's
I can do
awesome.
Yeah. So I'm going to have stories and Christmas music all on Christmas Eve from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. What's that again, Russ?
Sunday afternoon
from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. You can hear it on the streaming WMFO.org, or you can listen on your old-fashioned radio at 91.5 FM if you're near the Medford campus.
So Sunday this is.
Sunday, Christmas Eve, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I've done it before in the past. It's usually pretty fun. You know, I did like, 14 hours once. I'm like, I'm just living on like eggnog and candy canes, you know? That's My friend Jeff came in, he gave me a sub. He's like, I think you're going to pass out. I got to get you something. He came in with a couple of meatball subs.
I was going to say, wasn't a roast beef sub from the old haunts around Tewksbury High?
No. Ask my dad what his favorite roast beef sub is, Terrence.
Hey, Dad, what's your favorite roast beef sub?
What's that? What's your favorite roast beef sub, Dad? Favorite? B&F.
It's the B&F.
B&F in Waltham, Massachusetts. Yeah. Roast beef sub. Yeah, we're doing a pre-ad.
That, my Christmas card's still in there for the B&F. I'm going to send him an audio file this year. Dad, say that again. Give him a little round of applause. Shout out to the B&F in Waltham. Go ahead.
B&F, there's no overhead. All the value is in the food.
Nah. My kind of food place.
Very nice. You guys want to hear something? You want to hear something special? I'll play it for you.
I want to hear any Sticks.
Sticks? All right. Which song?
Come Sail Away.
All right, I will play that for you. And enjoy your pizza and eggnog party, and I will talk to you a little bit later today.
All right, goodbye, Medford. Goodbye, little brother, and Mr. Guest.
I'll see you soon. That's Terrence. You know Terrence.
Yeah, bro, come on. Terrence, Mr. Guest.
Terrence is there.
Yeah. However, though, I think Mr. Guest sounds more respectful, so I'll take Mr. Guest. I'm going to actually change my name. Terrence Guest.
Mm-hmm.
Cats, you got now. How many cats do you have, Terrence?
Two.
Two.
Two. Right. Two Siamese. One lilac, one chocolate point. They're fantastic.
They were fans of Sticks, too, right?
Yes, big fans of Sticks. They're not a fan of Pearl Jam, but they do like you, too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, alrighty. Thanks for calling in, guys. We'll talk to you a little later. I'm going to play some Sticks for you.
Guys, you have a good show.
Thanks, guys. See you later. Russ and Dad and Angela, there they are. So they had a little Christmas spirit going, I think. Sounded like it, right?
Yeah, sounded more happy than we are.
Well, they're eating pizza.
Well, yeah.
Well that's
not only that. Honestly, what you do is when you start the show, you start it down, so then you bring it back up.
Right, right.
Into love and hugs.
That's true. Yeah. I always got a flow.
Make the
that's
world
one
a
thing.
Better place.
I have better flow than Jay-Z, I think, when it comes to like mixing the music.
Yeah, but he's got more money, so well, I'll take Jay-Z.
I know that. Also, yeah.
Matter of fact, Jay-Z, if you're in a bathrobe, hey.
Well, I got some things that he doesn't have, which is an integrity.
I met Jay-Z.
I know you did. That was great. I saw you dude, I saw you on CNN Live with Jay-Z and Usher. I'm like, there's Terrence. I'm like, that was great. That was like one of my favorite moments in life. I'm like, there he is. Like Jay-Z and Usher, and there's Terrence. And you listened to, what were we listening to? Was it Beyonce?
No, who's the...
She wasn't performing. Who was...
No, who's the redhead guy from England?
Oh, it was Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, Ed Sheeran. He's good, by the way.
Is it Ed Sheeran or Shireen?
I think it's Sheeran. I don't know. Ed. Good. Let's call him Ed.
He's all right.
Yeah, he was from a performance. He was good. He was really good. I was impressed.
I wonder if he likes Sticks. I bet you he did. Everybody likes Sticks.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah, who doesn't like Sticks?
Anyway, and actually, Come Sail Away. It's actually kind of a Christmassy song, in a way. Because they get on the ship and fly away.
Yes, not like kinda, Mr. Roboto.
It's a little Christ-like. I don't know.
Mr. Roboto was not a Christmas song.
That's a good tune, though.
It is a good tune. It's a good riff.
Maybe we'll play that one after Come Sail Away.
No, let's not play Come Sail Away. Let's play Mr. Roboto.
Well, I gotta play Come
Sorry,
Sail
Sorry, Russ.
Away. Nah, I gotta play Come Sail Away for Russ. Russ, this is your Christmas gift this year. Come Sail Away. It's a good gift.
It is a good gift.
Time Travel is here with you till 7 p.m. I'm here with Terrence Joyce. Thanks to my dad, Paul, and Russell calling in, and his girlfriend, Angela. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Here's Sticks for my fam.
Cause I've got to be free, free to face the life that's ahead of me. On board, I'm the captain, so so climb aboard. We'll search for tomorrow on every shore, and I'll try, oh Lord, I'll try to carry on. I look to the sea. Reflections in the waves spark my memory. Some happy, some sad. I think of childhood friends and the dreams we had. We lived happily forever, so the story goes. But somehow we missed out.